Hello, welcome to this little episode. Essentially, I wanted to jump on here and just let you know that currently I am looking for submissions for an online gallery, zine type of thing that I am hoping to create in the new year. I have decided to call this art project of sorts, You and Me and BPD Collective Stories. And since I do everything through Instagram, if you go to my Instagram at journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y dot bound, B-O-U-N-D, you will see that the first post on my page is a pinned post where you can find a little bit more information. My idea behind this is I've been doing this podcast for nearly 3 years, and I have heard from so many people about how much they wish that they could talk about their mental health, how much they wish that they could explain to people what BPD is. And so I figured that creating this kind of online gallery of sorts would be really helpful for people to, one, not only feel like they're alone in their mental health, but two, also get to express themselves and kind of the nuances that BPD brings into our life. I'm specifically looking for some digital art or collages or mixed media, also for potentially short stories and some poems or prose pieces. And the idea behind this is that the submission form will be available in my link tree on Instagram, and also in the links down below, until December 31st, 2022. So this call for submissions will be open for the rest of the year. And then in January, after I take my little winter break that I do, I will begin working with a few people who have reached out and said that they would be interested in helping to put this all together, and we'll essentially create an online gallery of sorts. Another option that I'm thinking about is potentially getting some funding so that we could actually maybe host this somewhere and actually create like an in-person event, which would be really cool. So I just thought I would jump on and just let you know that submissions are open. One of the key things that I wanted to do with this kind of gallery experience is to make it that it is completely anonymous if you choose. I am not asking for your name. There is a section where you can put your name or initials, but that is not necessary. There's a section where you can put your email in case I have to edit anything or in case there's any kind of clarifications I need, but also not necessary. The only thing that I would need from you is your submission, whatever it is, maybe a description of your submission, and there's a place where you can upload whatever it is that you want to submit. This is completely 100% anonymous if that is what you want to do. If you would like to put initials, that's totally fine as well. I've had a few submissions like that, but I really want this to be a space where you can freely talk about your experiences. Maybe you want to talk about how BPD affects your relationships with your family. Maybe you want to talk about how BPD is triggered by your trauma that you've been through. Whatever it is that you want to speak about and express yourself about, I would love to have you be a part of this process, because I think it's so important and healing for people to come together and learn from others' experiences. I am really appreciative of everybody who has, you know, reached out and messaged and all that. And if you have any comments or questions or need any other information, feel free to message me on Instagram. I'm always available to answer and provide clarification, whatever it is that you might need. So I hope that you are excited for this. I hope that you will want to contribute, and As I said, submissions are open until December 31st. So even if you have an idea right now and it takes you a few weeks to figure it out, that's totally fine. Like, you have the next about 2 months to figure things out. And hopefully this will be a really great opportunity for all of us to kind of learn from each other and grow together, and for you to be able to see your artwork or your stories alongside others and realize that you're not alone. That's the main thing. I think the main tagline of this podcast is you are not alone in any of your struggles. And if this experience can help you to feel connected to others, then I guess that's a good thing. So I really quickly wanted to jump on and just say that. There are about 2 more episodes before the end of this season, and then if you want to message me for any reason, you totally can. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you so much for listening, and as I said, reach out if you need anything else. Bye!